This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Kimbra Bell, Medical Director of the Northwestern Medicine Bronzeville Outpatient Care Center. Welcome, Dr. Bell. Nice to have you today.
Hello, and thank you so much, Beyonce. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Dr. Bell, we are here to discuss diabetes, specifically in Black communities. To start us off,
can you please explain the condition?
It is very, very prevalent. And actually, African Americans are 60% more likely to develop diabetes as opposed to their non-Black counterpart. Diabetes, often referred to in a more casual fashion as sugar, is a condition by which the blood sugars are very elevated. They're elevated either due to the body not being able to use the natural insulin that we produce. Mm-hmm. Insulin is the hormone that keeps our sugars down, or the body is not producing insulin. Therefore, we can't keep the sugars down. And when you have a chronic period of elevated blood sugars, it can be very dangerous to the body. It can impact the kidneys, it can impact the heart, the brain, the nervous system. So there can be several outcomes that are very deleterious within the population if you do not treat diabetes properly and bring the sugars down to a normal level.
What is the difference between type 2 diabetes and type 1 diabetes?
That's a great question. So type 2 diabetes is the most common form of diabetes that we see. Type 1 diabetes is less common. And the difference is this. In type 1 diabetes, those individuals are usually diagnosed in childhood. They will present with very high blood sugars, nausea, vomiting, weight loss, fatigue. And basically, it is a result of having very high blood sugars because in type 1 diabetes, your body is not producing the insulin. So you're not producing the insulin. So you cannot control the blood sugars after we eat. Insulin normally is produced to bring our sugar levels down after we eat a meal. But if you're not producing insulin, you cannot bring those sugars down. Therefore, your blood sugar levels will go very high and you will experience some of the symptoms that I just mentioned. In type 2 diabetes, that is one that often people do not even realize they have the disease because it's diagnosed by a simple blood test, and oftentimes there are no symptoms. So the sugars can be elevated, but elevated at a very mild level because for whatever reason, there's multiple reasons that play a role in this, but for whatever reason, the insulin that's there is not doing its job effectively. Therefore, the sugars are higher than what they should be.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Kimbra Bell, Medical Director of the Northwestern Medicine Bronzeville Outpatient Care Center. Now, Dr. Bell, you mentioned a little earlier that Black adults in the U.S. are 60% more likely than white adults to be diagnosed with diabetes. Why is that?
You know, it's multifactorial, Beyonce. So in part, many Black Americans live in what we describe as food deserts. We don't always have the access to those nutritious foods that we need. Not as much physical exercise, which is a very important preventative when it comes to diabetes. We see poverty, there's unemployment, which all lends us to lack of access or the ability to even go in and see a physician. There's chronic stressors that are often experienced within the Black community, stemming from discrimination. There's anxiety, which can play a role in increasing the development of certain chronic conditions, such as diabetes.
And finally, Dr. Bell, what advice do you have for listeners to promote awareness or prevention of diabetes in Black communities?
Yes. So my first bit of advice would be the importance of establishing care with a primary care physician. Seeing your physician at least once a year for that annual physical examination. But that would be my advice, to make sure you have established a relationship with a good primary care physician and also practice important lifestyle changes, diet, healthy eating, and exercise.
Great advice. And thank you for this excellent information about diabetes in the Black community in particular. Dr. Kimbra Bell, Medical Director of the Northwestern Medicine Bronzeville Outpatient Care Center. Thank you again. It was great to see you.
And great to see you too. Thank you so much, Beyonce. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm Beyonce Fox, and this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.